Blog Talk Radio.
Another Tarot Today radio episode. Welcome, everyone. I'm your host, Dax Carlisle. I'm a certified life coach and clinical hypnotist, tarot advisor and numerologist coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. We are a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 714-816-4628. We also have a new feature. You can chat with us on our chat posts on our Facebook group. And we have a URL that'll take you right over there. It's psychictalk.net/chat. Today's show is sponsored by the Tarot Guild, the international organization for tarot lovers, students, and professional readers since 2004. That's right. We've been doing this for 16 years. Stop by and visit us at thetarotguild.com, our social networking website with all the features of the big social media websites, only it's all tarot, all the time. And it's free to join, thetarotguild.com. So let me bring on our other host of Tarot Today Radio. She is a certified tarot master, crystal Reiki master, and the vice president for certification for the Tarot Guild. Here she is live from Amarillo, Texas, the fabulous Mary Brown. Hey, Mary. Happy Psychic Saturday.
Hey, everybody. Happy Psychic Saturday. Happy Tarot Today Saturday. How is everybody doing today? How are you doing?
Really good. Really good. Your son, Connor, just finished the Tarot by the Numbers course.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
I know. It is. He was so excited about it and it said he really learned a lot and got a lot out of it. And yeah. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. That's my boy.
I can't believe we're creeping up on it's going to be October. It's going to be Halloween. That's Doug's birthday, by the way. Oh. It's going to be Halloween. I mean, this year's just blasting by. I know we have a lot of new listeners. And if you're new and you haven't been around, we've been broadcasting since January of 2010. We're in our 11th year, and with how rapidly 2020 is disappearing, we're going to be going into our 12th year of broadcasting pretty soon. I'm feeling old now, Mary. I don't know about you.
No, it's really strange. Well, you're as old as you feel, as they say, but yeah, mm-hmm. it just seems like it was just yesterday, you know, to me. It really seems like, you know, this year especially is just whizzed by, but it just feels like the last almost 20 years have just gone in a flash too.
Absolutely. That's exactly how I feel. And I can't seem to slow it down. So I'm just going with it.
Mm-hmm.
One day at a time.
Yeah.
Oh, I see Rini Rose is on the chat post. Hey, if you want to join us on the chat post, remember, you could just go over to the Psychic Talk Radio group on Facebook and look for the chat post. You're going to see the chat with us banner there with the red down arrow. Basically, you just go in the comments on that post and you just type in the comments. And we use it like a chat room during the live radio show. And we made that URL, psychictalk.net/chat. And that will take you to the post for the next live show each day. Okay, so basically if you to a show on a particular day, and when you get to showtime, you know, just open a new tab in your browser, type in psychytalk.net/chat. It's going to take you right to that chat post. And you can ask questions in there, comment on the topic or the guests we have on, ask questions about anything, and even ask for a mini reading right from that chat post at psychytalk.net/chat. But of course, we'd rather talk with you on the radio. That's right. Give us a call, 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. That way we know you want to be live on air with us. If you're Skyping in, go to your Skype app, open the dial pad, press 1. And that puts you into the caller queue. It moves you up to the top to the calls that want to go live on air. We take the calls in the order that they come in. 714-816-4628, press 1. And we'd love to chat with you today. And it's open lines and mini readings and questions all show long. We also have our psychic spin segment. Yep, the last Saturday of the month, we do the psychic spin. And, of course, with the passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, we thought we'd look into the lasting legacy of the notorious RBG, pull some tarot cards, and I'm going to do her numerology as well. Before we get to that, Mary, real quick, I wanted to mention the numerology and the card of the day. This is really good, the message that came through for me today, Mary. So the day is the 26th. So 2 plus 6 is 8. In numerology, we reduce to a single number. 8 is the number of abundance in numerology. The entire date, 9/26/2020, adds up to 21. 2 plus 1 is 3. 3 is the number of creativity and communication in numerology. And then the card of the day that I got is the 6 of Cups. And this is known as the nostalgia card. Now, 6 is made up of what? 3 and 3. Yeah, it's that double 3 energy there. So the message that's coming through here to, you know, to really get to abundance, especially not necessarily financial abundance, but abundance like in your relationships, interpersonal relationships, family, significant others, things like that. Today's a good day to think about how can I use my creativity and my communication skills. And one of the often meanings of the Six of Cups is a gift received. So what popped in my head, Mary, was, you know, what can you do? What can you create using your creativity that you could present to somebody else, which will enhance their life and reciprocally, I don't know if that's a word, you know, bring the abundance around full circle to yourself, you see. So arts and crafts, you know, so, you know, not just going out and buying something, you know, and giving it to somebody, but, you know, how can you be really creative and create something on your own and present it to somebody, family, friends, significant others, coworkers, the boss, whatever, you know, and really bring some happiness, pleasure, joy into somebody else's life, and then that's going to come full circle back as more abundance for you. So that's the message that I got from the card of the day and the numerology of the day. Did you pick a card of the day today? I'm sure you
did. Yes, I did, and I posted it in the Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. If nobody's joined that yet, they need to. We have a lot of fun in there. The card I posted was from the Whispers of Love deck by Angela Hartfield with beautiful artwork by Josephine Wall. And it's about embracing your emotions and don't push down your feelings or judge your emotions. You know, allow them to be acknowledged and to surface. And it's a good time to explore where they come from if you have any emotions that you're uncomfortable with. rather than trying to ignore, deny them, it helps a lot to, like, open it up for examination. You don't have to share it with anyone if you don't feel like it's always, like, healthy for us to do that when we have feelings that we're not quite, you know, good with. So, and it, to me, it kind of fits with that Six of Cups. You know, sometimes, you know, the emotions that we're feeling do have connections to the past in some ways. You know, and we can have those waves of nostalgia, especially now. In fact, it's so weird that you got the Six of Cups for today, because earlier today I saw a post by another friend of mine who was talking about, you know, wanting to get back to normal. And so there's that nostalgia for the past that I think, or, well, you know, we think of as normal, but it doesn't quite, you know, we don't feel like things feel normal now. And so we're kind of looking back to, you know, we want it the way it was before. And, you know, I think that there's a lot of nostalgia going around right now. So very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Yeah, I definitely
think we're
getting
there. If people
want
to see
that
beautiful card, they can join our Psychic Talk Facebook group, because I post a card of the day there every day.
Come over and check it out. We just passed 500 members on that group, and we have 6,300 members or close to it over there, over 6,000 members for sure over there at the Tarot Guild group. We also just reactivated the Tarot Guild page. We stopped using the page for a long time. I think it was way back when Facebook changed the system, and, you know, they wanted to monetize everything. And so, like, you know, a lot of us created groups and we created pages. And on the pages, you know, you get the likes. People like the page, they join the group. The thing about the pages is, you know, some people would have like 10,000 likes on there, and they're sending out, you know, posts and information. Along comes Facebook. Okay, so now it's only going to reach a few, you know, 50 people, whatever. You got to pay to boost the post on the page to reach the people that have liked your page. To reach your own audience, you got to pay Facebook, you know. And so a lot of people switch to just using their groups, because in the groups, everything that's body that's following, paying attention to that group. And you can change, you know, in the, gosh, what do they call that? When you're on the group, there's the notifications. You know, you can go into notifications and you can have a summary. You can have it set where it, when you go to your timeline, it brings it, you know, right to the top. You know, or you can just have them come in the order that they're posted, different ways of getting notifications from groups. But the main thing is you're getting your messages out to most of the people. So we stopped using the page. And when we started the Psychic Talk Radio Network, which, by the way, I think that's over 2 years now, 2.5 years. Of course, we've had multiple radio networks going back to 2010. We've been on the air continuously since January 20th, 2010, my mom's birthday. And this is like the fifth incarnation. We've been doing this for about 2.5 years. We created a group, but we also created a page, the Psychic Talk radio page, which you can also go over there and like the page as well. But we just decided to reactivate the Tarot Guild page, and, you know, see if that brings in some more people, you know, makes it easier for people to find us or such, you know. So there's the page in the group now. You can like the page and come over and join the group. If you're into tarot. Yeah. If you're into tarot,
yes.
Numerology. Yeah. So. We're waiting for some more people to call in. Actually, there's several people that have called in, but they haven't raised their hand yet. So let me retell everybody that, you know, be sure to press 1. Yeah, be sure to press 1 when you get through so that you get into the caller queue. Otherwise, we don't know that you want to be live on air. You can just call in and listen to the show that way, 714-816-4628. Just don't press 1, and you can just listen if you're on the go. But if you want to be on the air with us, make sure you press 1 on your dial pad. Dial in at 714-816-4628 and press number 1 on your dial pad, and we would love to chat with you today. Before we get to the Psychic Spin segment, Mary, let's take one of those calls and see who's out there. Looks like the caller that's been waiting the longest is area code 509. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Mindy. I'm calling from Washington. How are you guys?
Good. How are you, Mindy?
Mindy
from Washington.
I can't hear Mindy very well. Okay, Mindy.
Oh, you
I got to turn my volume
Can you hear me now?
Oh,
yes.
That's so much better. Thanks, Mindy. Yeah, you were
okay.
All muffled like you were in a cave or something. Yeah, what's going on with you, Mindy?
I might have been. I just crawled out, maybe. I don't know. I'm good. I've got a big move coming up here, I think, and it's a love interest.
Cool.
And I am just wondering if you guys can see how that's going to go for me.
How is the big move connected to a love interest going to pan out? How's it going to go for you?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a good question, right? I think you want to know that.
That's what I'd like to know before, yeah. It's a
pretty
big move.
Are you moving far?
Yes, on the other side of the United States, as a matter of fact, in Florida, from Washington.
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sinkhole city and hurricane. I mean, economy wise, I know that it's probably not the most ideal, but I have a love interest over there, and it's I need a new start from where I'm at.
Well, you know, this is looking really good to me. I mean, as far as the love interest, they're coming up as the King of Pentacles, King of Coins. And you're coming up as the Queen of Coins. I always call that the mom card. It's the nurturer, the mom card. She's like sitting there in her throne, holding the pentacle, holding the coin, and looking down at it lovingly like a mother would at her holding her baby, you know. And so, you know, that kind of energy. They're side by side, the King of Coins and the Queen of Coins. Now, the thing is, she's looking – it's interesting because they're right next to each other, but he's looking down and slightly to the right. She's looking to the left, down at the pentacle, away from the king. Okay. So
– okay.
What that's talking about is where your focus is.
Okay.
And this is not necessarily a bad thing, okay? You just got to make sure that you're both on the same page, and you got to just keep this in mind. Remember to shift your focus. You know, you may have other passions, other things that you're focused on, but don't neglect the love interest. You want to put focus on them, and, you know, use your abilities as a nurturer, you know, to create the dynamic, basically. But everything's looking really positive here. So the central focus card is the Magician card, which means ultimately you have the power. The Magician is the master of the material world. You can create whatever you want, you know. So it's not a matter of, you know, well, will this move go well, and is it worth it, and is everything going to work out with the love interest, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's, are you willing to do what it takes to make that happen, you see?
Okay.
Because you can make it happen.
Okay.
You have the power.
Yeah, because
– right?
I'm trying to get out of here, out of Washington, because it's just not working for me. But because there's so many cards stacked against me here that I'm trying to build a foundation for my kids, like when they turn 18, to you know, come down and essentially be with me, because I'm not going to make it. I've got too many people influencing a bad outcome for me here, and that's been proven. So it's like I need to move somewhere and start over, and the opportunity arose, and I happened to like the guy, and so it just kind of all fell into place. But, I mean, it's a big move.
So
it's a big step.
So let me finish this off, and then we're going to go to Mary and see what she's got. But
okay,
just to finish up here, do that. If you take the reins, take control, remember, don't let this move, this life, all these things just happen to you. Manifest them the way you want them to manifest. If you can do that,
okay,
and also manage your, remember to pay attention to your, pay attention to where your focus is, okay?
Okay.
And if you take charge, then you end up at the Ten of Cups, which is like the ultimate success and happy family life, lasting for friendships,
oh,
relationships, joy, harmony, matrimony, pleasant opportunities, sharing your home. You know, it's like the ultimate fulfillment card, especially in that particular area of life, because cups is water, relationships and emotions and things like that. So there you
okay.
go. Let's see what Mary's getting, though. Maybe she's got some more insights. Mary?
Well, yeah, and I look, I think the move is a great idea. But, you know, in the reading, I focused on a different thing of, like, you know, what is it that you can do to help yourself? You know, what is it that might be helpful to get in line as you make these transitions and stuff? And the main thing that comes up here is interesting. It's the Five of Swords. Now, the fives often, you know, have to do with, you know, challenges or conflicts of one source or another. You know, swords is happening on the mental plane. Often I see the Five of Swords when it comes up in readings having to do with boundary issues. You know, are we able to really, you know, open up to these changes coming in? You know, life is going to be different, you know, not just because of location, but because, you know, you are making a big shift on several levels here. And the big
right.
thing about the Five of Swords, you know, sometimes it's like we have to keep in mind that idea of, like, what is the fairness within relationships? You know, how much do we put on the other person? And for the Five of Swords, it kind of is always a reminder to me that, you know, I need to take part in my own healing, that I can't expect, you know, I can't put that pressure on somebody else to fix things for me. So
yeah.
that's just, you know, one take on it. And I think whatever you decide, it's going to be important to trust the outcome, you know, and trust in your own choices and really see this as like an opportunity to enter like a new phase. And I think it's gonna go well. I get the Ten of Pentacles that comes up, and I think also something about the move, you know, you were talking about like people, you know, dealing with a lot of what it sounds like sort of opposition where you're at, and I think this move allows you to be able to make decisions without feeling so much pressure from the outside.
Right.
So you can be more clear-headed about it and make the choices that are going to be the best for you and your loved ones.
Okay. Perfect.
All
That's
right.
perfect. That and sounds wonderful. Thank you guys so much.
Terrific. And
awesome.
One last thing I want to mention, for some reason the number 12 keeps coming up, so I don't know if that's connected to this or not, but it keeps coming up as being like significant for you. So I don't know if that's like the 12th of the month or December or 12 weeks from now. I have no idea, but just throwing that
okay.
out there, you can see how it shows up if it does.
Maybe it's 12 days. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that could be. 12 days
could
of Christmas even. Who knows?
Okay.
Thanks
I'll
for
keep
the
that
call.
In mind, and I'll let you guys know what it is when it comes to pass.
Yes. That'd be great. Thank you.
Yeah, perfect. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks
you guys
for the call,
Mindy.
Have a
wonderful and blessed day. All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Take care.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Awesome sauce. Well, that was a good call to start the show off with. And you can join the fun by giving us a ring, 714-816-4628. Press 1 as soon as you get through on the dial pad so we know that you want to be live on air with Mary and I. That's 714-816-4628. And let's see here. Before we get into the psychic spin segment, coming shows, it's almost the bottom of the hour, so I figured let's do it a little early. Get it out of the way.
Why not? Absolutely. And all our upcoming shows can be found by going to psychictalk.net/upcoming. But what we have on tap this week, after today, our next show is tomorrow. It's Sharona Rapsik's Magic Universe. She's going to be doing open lines, angel Reiki, and free tarot readings all show long. And that will be followed on Monday by the Wisdom of the Soul show with your host, Janice Fuchs. And our next show after that is on Wednesday, the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Hour with host Catherine Hahn. She's going to be doing a series wrap-up on her Living Your Best Life During Uncertain Times series. And then Dax will be back next Friday on the Doctors Are In show with his co-host, Dr. Rose Wilkerson, and they're going to be doing open lines readings and life coaching all show long. And then I'll be back for There's a Rock for That, the October episode. It's Rocktoberfest, people, and I'm so excited. We're going to be having a lot of fun. I'm going to be having my guest, Sharona Rapsik, is going to be on the show, and we're going to be taking your calls and doing open lines and mini readings, and our featured stone of the month is Infinite Stone. A unique type of serpentine. I'm so excited to share about that stone with Buddy. And again, all our shows are at the same time, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And you can find this list of upcoming shows, again, by going to psychictalk.net/upcoming.
Also, we have the shows listed all the way out to December. So you can check out October and November and see everything that's coming up. It's great. We were able to get that all on there. Love it.
Woo-hoo.
And, whenever I see Infinite Stone, I think of the Infinity Stones from the Avengers.
All right.
Infinity Wars.
Not quite the same, but
Not quite the same.
No, not quite the same, but no, they're very unique and interesting, and like most crystals, absolutely beautiful.
And some really interesting episodes coming up. Oh, there's just, gosh, go through this list. I'm looking through it, I'm like, wow, this is really cool stuff.
Yeah, I want to listen. I need to tune into these shows.
Yeah, the first part of October is really great. We're doing mind magic on the Friday show and talking about hypnosis and trance and the subconscious. And then we got Bernadette King coming on, the creator of the Animal Tarot and Oracle deck. And, oh, my God, Sharona Rapsik is going to be talking about Walter Mercado, the legacy of Walter Mercado, Mucho Mucho Amor. And if you don't know what that is, you're going to find out. And, oh, my God, there is just – wow, we got a lot of great stuff coming up over the next month. And like I said, I got this listed out all the way through November. So, you know, give it a look there, psychictalk.net/upcoming. Exciting stuff. So with the sad passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, RBG, the notorious RBG.
Yes.
Somebody thought we were going to talk about colors when we said RBG.
I know.
On the show. That is funny. Oh, God, the only person on the planet, I guess. But, you know, there's always one, right? And we said, hey, let's do that in the Psychic Spin segment. You know, if you're new to the show, the Psychic Spin segment is the last Saturday of the month. We look at stuff that's in the news or on, you know, everybody's mind, something in the collective consciousness, you know, that's being chatted about a lot. And the difference is, the reason why we call it psychic spin is, you know, you got the talking heads on TV and they put their spin on things, but they can't pull out the tarot deck and the numerology and the pendulum and the oracle decks and all the other stuff that we do. And so we have a little advantage there. We could put a psychic spin on it, and that's where the name of the segment came from. It's been a while, actually, since we've done the passing of a famous person. We've done several of these in the past where we've looked at somebody that's passed and everybody's talking about them. And so we, you know, did their numerology and pulled some cards. Now, with Ruth, it's a lot different, Mary, because there's the legacy element of this.
Yes.
And, you know, will that continue? What's going to happen? We can pull some cards. I did the numerology, and, you know, as I was starting to calculate Ruth's numerology, I thought to myself, I bet she's got a lot of nine energy. And boy, was I shocked. Oh, my gosh. Yep. She's got a lot of nine energy. And her numerology is just, it matches up. This is why I love doing famous people, because we all know a lot of the characteristics of the person. And then you look at the numbers and it just matches up. And you're like, wow, you know. Whereas with somebody that we don't know their characteristics and you do their numerology, you know, you'd have to find out if is this true about this person, you know. But it just shows the power of the numbers and so forth. So she was born Joan Ruth Bader, and because that's her birth name, you know, the birth certificate name, that's the name we actually use for the majority of the chart, along with her birth date, which was the Ides of March 1933, 3/15/1933. That's where the life path comes from, which is arguably the most important number. It's kind of like the sun sign in astrology. So her life path number is 7, the seeker. These are the people that want the answers to the questions. They want to know how everything works. They want to know, how does the universe work, you know, and they're the researchers and detail-oriented, the natural detective. And that fits RBG so perfectly, because studying the law was her thing. And the numerology just matches up perfectly. It makes so much sense that she's a 7 life path. Her attitude number, the life path comes from the entire birth date. The attitude number comes from the birth month and birth day. And her attitude number is a 9. There's the 9 showing up. And that's the Mother Teresa number, the number of the philanthropist. They're very selfless people. They want to help the majority of people. Uh-oh. Got a motorcycle going by, Mary. Hold on. it's a little loud. I'm out on the patio, so, you know, that's one of the dangers of being out on the patio, is you don't know if a motorcycle or a big truck's going to go by at any moment here. And that's what, you know, she was all about, helping the majority of us. And her intensity number, which comes from the number that appears most frequently in her birth name, is also a 9. So she has even more of that energy. Now, what is just as important as what shows up in your chart is what doesn't show up in your chart, Mary. And one of the numbers that does not show up in RBG's chart is the number 1. And that's why I think she's so selfless and has all this 9 energy. It actually kind of makes sense. When you have a lot of 1 energy, it's all about you. you're very self-focused. Whereas she doesn't even have one appearing in her chart, and she has all this nine energy. And then her destiny number comes from her full birth name, Joan Ruth Bader, which reduces to two. But before the final reduction, it's 11. So she's an 11/2. And that's what numerologists write down when they get a master number before the final reduction. So two are the great mediators. Two's all about relationships and cooperation. And it's the number of, like, counselors and, yep, lawyers, judges, and so forth. They're the great mediators. But that 11, that's that master illuminator energy. Think of the pages in the tarot deck. The pages are master number 11, illuminating the rest of us, and that's what she did. It's about knowledge and the acquisition of knowledge, and that's what she was all about. And then the consonants in her name add up to four. Her personality, what we first see is that four energy, which is structure, which again is a number that a lot of people have as a life path. Like if they're a first responder, they were in the military, police, EMTs, doctors, counselors, and yes, you know, lawyers, judges, architects. You know, she liked things to be structured. And then her soul urge number is seven. That comes from the vowels. And again, the seven energy shows up. So she has seven as the life path and seven as the soul urge. That is her secret urge, what we really, you know, she was doing everything she was doing on the bench and everything that's public. But her real love was the search for knowledge and the investigation and the research and, you know, looking into the law. That was, you know. And there's a spiritual aspect to this because seven is the highest spiritual number. She wanted to know how things work. And I did want to mention from her birthday, you know, that's the number we look at the least, Mary. It's, you know, all these numbers kind of have a hierarchy of significance, like your life path and your attitude are the most important, followed by maybe your destiny number, the rest of the numbers, and then, you know, six is kind of at the bottom. It's the day you were born. And she's a six. Now, this is a number where it's actually people born on the 6th, the 15th, the 24th. They're extremely magnetic. That's RBG, right?
Yeah.
They walk in a room. You know, they walk in a room and all eyes are on them. All the attention shifts. They're really big about, you know, very determined to carry out their plan. And if you know anything about her history and what it took to, you know, even get a job graduating from law school at the very top of her class, and she couldn't get a job because she was a woman. All the way, what she had to do, all the way to the ultimate of, you know, getting on the bench of the Supreme Court. And her mother wanted to acquire knowledge, wanted to go to college, couldn't do that. She was fulfilling that for her mother, you know, and sixes are very determined about carrying out those plans. They have a great power of making friends, but they can't stand jealousy. They're the nurturer. It's that nurturer energy. They have a dynamic energy. So I wanted to mention that because it fits her so perfectly, that six energy. I really identify with that. Now, when she married and became Ruth Bader Ginsburg now, that shifts the energy. And we call this the power name. And so her power name number from her new name, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, is 5. That's the energy of the explorer. It's that adventurous energy, adventurer. You know, you can kind of see that with her. You know, she went where other people have not gone that had her background. And also, it's a high energy number, very high energy. So that's how she was able to maintain and do what she did, and for so long, that 5 energy. And unlike, you know, some of us, or most of us, you know, it pretty much stops there. But, you know, the RBG and the notorious RBG, because she had this other added element where she became adored and started to be known as RBG. So how did that shift the energy? Well, RBG, you know, there's no vowels there, so there's no soul urge energy, but there is a personality energy to it, and it's a 9. And the number that appears most often in RBG is 9. And the whole thing, RBG, is, you guessed it, 9. So at the point she got to be known as RBG, it even intensified that Mother Teresa energy, that philanthropist energy, even more. And then notorious RBG, the intensity number is, again, 9. Okay, but the entire phrase or name, Notorious RBG, reduces to 11/2, the same as their destiny number. Now this phrase does have vowels in it, which is a 3 energy, creativity and communication, which is missing from her chart. It was like she was almost able to have more creativity through this expression, you know, the book Notorious RBG, the movie The Notorious RBG that came out. And the personality energy from that is an 8, which is also missing from her chart. 8 is the number of abundance. It's part of the 248, which is business energy. She wasn't about the money, you see. But this is where it started to flow a little bit with the Notorious RBG there. And then that's Notorious RBG, but if you put the in there, The Notorious RBG, which is the title of the movie from 2018, then you get even more 8 energy. The intensity number shifts from 9 to 8. And I think that this makes a lot of sense from my point of view, because that's a commercial exercise, doing a movie, right? So it makes sense. It makes sense that, you know, it becomes more financial and more money oriented, and the flow of abundance and things along those lines. So it, you know, it's just amazing how the numerology just lines up. Also, I wanted to mention, I forgot to mention about her birth date, 6, is that energy. They really love music, and a lot of people know about her, you know, love of the opera. And so I wanted to mention that as well. So there you go. There's the numerology. And by the way, I made it out into like a kind of a grid and took an image of it, and I posted that on the Psychic Talk Radio group on Facebook and on the Tarot Guild group on Facebook. So if you go over there to Facebook, look up Psychic Talk Radio or Tarot Guild, you'll be able to find that chart and take a look at the numbers and see how it all lines up. It's pretty amazing visually just to look at it that way. All righty. So that was the numerology there. And do we want to pull some cards? What kind of questions did you have, Mary, come up in your mind?
Well, I pulled some cards on just what is the legacy, you know? Because I think it's like, you know, anytime someone passes and we ask about their legacy, often it's like personalized, like what it means to us, what memories do we have, what impact that they have on us. And I was trying to ask it sort of more objectively, and I got some really interesting cards that came up, and you know, the World card being like probably the most impactful. And because, you know, we, in America at least, we tend to be a little bit self-absorbed, you know. We're so focused on, you know, what her impact was on our country and our laws and all the different cases and all of that and on the Supreme Court. And I don't think we necessarily naturally think about the impact that she's had on the world at large, because she was a U.S. Supreme Court justice. But, you know, one thing that's kind of interesting about that, when the World card came up, I thought, oh, okay, wait a minute. You know, one thing she did that was really kind of different was so often she was fascinated by international law. And so often she would even, you know, quote from international cases. And, you know, she co-authored the first book in English on Swedish civil law when she was a researcher.
Thing to do, by the way.
Right, and she was so fascinated about that. And I remember one quote where she had been looking at what was happening in the, I guess you could say the German equivalent of the Supreme Court, and they seem to be a little bit more advanced. And he's like, she said something to the effect of, if this is where the German courts are, you know, how can the U.S. Supreme Court be behind? You know, like we needed to, you know, kind of catch up to the modern era a little bit, like other courts in across the world were doing. So, you know, that in that way, the World card makes sense. She has fans all over the world, even before the notorious RBG thing, you know. And the other thing that comes up here is being an inspiration and inspiring people to action in so many different ways. I got the Five of Pentacles that came up, which is, you know, that five energy you were talking about. And it was really hard for me to look at that and not think of what she did in so many cases to fight for women's equality and especially equal pay. And, you know, the other thing, too, was it wasn't just a fight for women. You know, a lot of times I think we look at it in those terms, but, you know, she was the same person that was, because I got the Emperor card, and it reminded me of, like, her also arguing for the rights of fathers, especially, I think, there was a case of, you know, a famous case about Social Security benefits and how, you know, women would get them to be able to care for their children, but a male widower would not be getting the same benefits. And so she argued that, like, hey, they have a right to take care of their children too and shouldn't be denied that. Fighting for marriage equality, all of these different things that people around the world can look to, regardless of the laws where they live, and they can look at those dissents in some case and opinions in other cases that she wrote and maybe see a pathway, you know, to bring more balance to their lives as well. So we have the other card that came up, this Seven of Cups. It's like, I just feel like it's so spread out in so many different ways is how her legacy is going to play out. I think that's where the continuity comes from. And I think it's not just in the U.S. or in the court system. I think that's something that will spread out across the world. Yeah, and it's a seven. So that's what I got just looking at, like, what might the legacy look like in, you know, going forward. And I think we're going to find this is someone who just is not going to be forgotten and will continue to be an inspiration and in a lot of different ways. What did you get?
Right.
Did you ask any questions?
You're going to love this. Oh, man, you're going to love this. I just pulled these cards. And the central focus card is the Chariot, which is card seven. You know, there's her life path. And, you know, seven, as I mentioned, appeared twice in her chart there. And, you know, this is a card of endurance and journey. Her whole life was a journey. And it's triumph in adversity.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, is her lasting legacy, is inspiring others that, you know, look at the adversity she had to go through and ultimately triumphed. So she stands as an example for everybody else. The other interesting thing is I pulled my regular five card spread, and every single card is a major arcana card. Statistically, that is very unlikely. Thousands, if not million, possibilities, you know, for this to happen, that you'd get five major arcana cards.
Yeah. That's
wild. Just crazy. That is just crazy. So in addition to the Chariot, I got the Star card. More of her lasting legacy is the hope that there's always hope. You never give up. And the Lover's card, be mindful of your choices.
Mm.
And then the last two cards were the Hierophant and the Emperor. Both of these cards, you know, are representing order and leadership and stability, can be, you know, seen as the role of the judge for an example as well, just for that connection. But just the fact that the Hierophant, you know, being about ritual and routine and established norms and so forth like that, she has a lasting legacy of precedence that she set up in the law. And a lot of people are fearful now about that, but I think that because the precedence has been set, that a lot of it is still going to stand. It will continue on. Yeah. So that's what I got.
I love that. That's amazing.
Yeah. That, it's just amazing, you know, when you're doing a reading and you do somebody's numerology, and then as you're pulling cards, you're paying attention to what the numbers are and what's coming up. And you look for their life path number, for instance, to show up, you know. And for it to be the central focus card, the card in the very middle there, the seven, the Chariot, you know, it's like, wow, there's a perfect example. Perfect example.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. And to me, that's the main focus. That's the biggest legacy, this triumph in adversity. Wow. So we are.
That was heavy.
Yeah, I was like, I was thinking of asking more questions, pulling more cards. I don't know that we need to, though. It's like between what
like
you got, what I got.
Yeah,
it pretty much covers it.
Sums it up. Yeah, it does.
Absolutely. Yeah. And anyway, we're rapidly running out of time. It's almost the top of the hour. You know, if you want to squeeze in 714-816-4628, let's see if we can squeeze a call in. One or two calls here and see who's out there. And it's going to be a wrap on another Tarot Today radio show. Let's see. Who's been waiting the longest? Looks like area code 917 has been waiting the longest. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, guys. This is Teresa. I'm calling from New York. How are you?
Good. How are you, Teresa?
Hi, Teresa.
Not bad at all.
Well, that's good. If it's not bad, it's got to be good, I hope.
Yes.
What did you want to chat about?
Okay, in regards to a new career, just wanted to see when would be a good time to start looking. I'm intuitive myself, but I'm thinking at the end of the year, no later than spring.
Dax, I didn't hear it really. What was the question?
So I wanted to know when would be a good time to start looking for a new job.
A new job
where I'll be probably permanently, or something that I'm going to like, let's just say. And I'm thinking about either January or spring of 2021.
Good time to look for a new job. Wow. Is it my turn, Dax? I can't remember.
It's your turn.
You know what?
Yep.
I have to giggle a little bit. One of the cards that I pulled here, and it actually comes up in the what I consider like the base of the matter kind of thing here, and it is a Five of Cups. And the Five of Cups can be like when we're not quite, we're not quite satisfied. We might even feel like a little let down with how things are going right now. But this deck that I'm using has these little sayings at the bottom of it. It's a Crystal Power Tarot. And you know what it says? On the Five of Cups, it says, I will move forward when the time is right. And I thought, well, no kidding.
Yes.
Perfect.
We know that. And so, but looking at the rest of these cards, it's kind of interesting. You know, Three of Pentacles comes up. And so sometimes that has to do with, like, working with others. Okay? And maybe that's kind of part of what we're really looking for here is that it's not just what we're doing or when we make the switch, but also that we have a good, you know, rapport, that we have people that are working with us and not against us, not being, you know, not creating obstacles, you know. So that seems to be a key element to it. The other thing, too, has to do with working in a job that is in alignment with your values, with what you hold dear and stand firm on. And so that may be a source of inspiration in some ways, you know, getting a chance to work on something you really, you know, that's really important to you rather than just being a paycheck. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
As far as time frame goes, you know, there's a lot of like warmer energy. I feel more drawn to the spring than I do to the winter time. You know, and maybe even late spring. Okay, so that's kind of the time frame that I'm getting. But I feel like, you know, if you move in the direction of something that you really care about doing, that's aligned with your passion or with your values, the things that you know you care about, I think that is going to be really beneficial and may even, you know, help create that environment where we really feel like we're working together to build something, you know, that matters, you know. So let's see what Dax is getting on this.
Well, you pretty much covered it there. I have to say that for the timing card, I'm getting it's the Nine of Pentacles, and it's feeling like 9 weeks. which would take us into January as far as timing goes on that. And the central focus card is the Hanged Man. And that's usually, you know, a delay, which obviously that's what we're talking about here anyway. You already have the timing in your mind, what your feelings right, and what Mary said about time for that to happen. By the way, Mary, I got the Five of Cups too. Love when that happens. Yeah, I think on the last one you got the last when we were pulling cards. I think it was when we were pulling cards for RBG. You got the Emperor card, and I got the Emperor card.
Yeah,
and I'm getting the Five of Cups. You're getting the Five of Cups. A lot of synchronicity we always have here. So there is that element. You know, it's the cups. It's water, emotions. Mm-hmm. There is that element of, you know, not feeling satisfied. And so the beautiful thing about, you know, you already thinking in this direction of, okay, you know, beginning of the year, spring, best time to, you know, mm-hmm. look for something new. What that does is, you know, it sets up this delay, you know, the Hanged Man. But there's another element to the Hanged Man. The Hanged Man is not a man that's been hung. It's a man who's hung himself. He's put himself in this position so that he can view the world 180 degrees upside down backwards from the rest of us. It's like one of those cards that comes up for thinking outside the box, as the modern term. Thinking outside the box. So basically, the message that's coming through, besides the timing confirming, you know, beginning of the year, somewhere 9 weeks from now or so. Also, Pentacles is winter. January is winter, beginning of the year there. Besides giving, you know, confirming the timing, it's, you know, I always say tarot is 90% confirmation, only 10% new information. So it's confirming what you're already thinking, but it's also a message coming through here that you should take the time to think outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
Take this time that you have here over the next few months into December and January, you know, to really look at it. You know, it's not about just doing something different, going to a new job, a new job, but also what is that going to be? You know, this is your opportunity to make choices here.
Mm-hmm.
And go in a different direction, something that's more emotionally fulfilling, like those cups in the five part are talking about. And another aspect of that Five of Cups is the figure in the card is looking down and not happy about those three cups that have fallen over and spilt their contents, but right behind the person is the two upright cups. And see, all they have to do is turn around to see the possibilities that still exist. See, and I think that's what's going on here, is that this is an opportunity not to just search for another job and send out your resumes, but no, focus mm-hmm. on a specific job with a specific company. This is what you're going for. This will be emotionally fulfilling to me and be in alignment with my values and so forth, like that, like Mary was saying. Does that make sense?
All right, that sounds excellent. So I know exactly what I'm doing now. Okay, sounds great.
There you go.
Terrific.
Well, thanks a lot for the call.
Yeah,
thank
thanks
you.
For calling, and you'll have
okay.
to call back and let us know how it goes.
Yeah, I will. Okay, thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Teresa. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And thanks to all our listeners and callers today. We don't have a show without you. And you, Mary, thanks for being here.
And thank you, Dax, too. And thanks to everybody who will listen in the future in archive as well.
Mm-hmm. Hi there. We're thinking of you. Today's show just flowed and zipped by. It was just amazing. So I will be back on Friday, and it's open lines, life coaching, tarot readings, all show long. So if you're listening in archive and thinking, God, I wish I had called in, well, you can call in on Friday. We're going to be doing calls for the entire show, and we'll be in October already. And then Mary's going to do her monthly.
October.
There's a rock for that. Yeah, I can't wait to listen to that show because I love hearing when, you know, you and Sharona are on together.
Oh, I'm so excited. I love having Sharona on and taking calls and stuff, and it's Rocktober all month long for me in October. I always think Rocktober, and so we'll
Rocktober.
Be doing, just having fun, taking calls, talking about crystals or whatever comes up.
Yeah.
That's next Saturday.
Tune in to see what mischief they get into.
Yes.
All righty. Bye, everybody.
Yes.
Thanks for listening.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye, Mary.
Have a great weekend. Bye, Jack.
Bye, everyone. Good night, John Boy.
Good night, Jerry Ellen.